Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. The search is on for a man police say broke into a South Jersey home, attacked the people inside, then set the house on fire. More from NBC 10's Drew Smith.
Workers began boarding up a burned home at the end of Crestwood Terrace in Collingswood, but this was more than just the scene of a fire.
I noticed like five fire trucks come soaring down the street, and yeah, we didn't know anything of it, and we just saw the fire, but then the cops said there was a crime scene.
Firefighters put the flames out, but once inside, they found two people. One had injuries from an attack, not the fire, and the other had been tied up.
I was very confused because with all the evidence and all the emergency responders immediately, it was definitely a serious situation.
Investigators say they're looking for whoever's responsible for breaking in, attacking the people, and setting the fire. Police have not released the condition of the victims. Two Philadelphia schools that have been closed for asbestos reopened today. Students and staff returning to Clara Barton Elementary School in North Philadelphia. It's been closed since February 13th. School officials say the building passed a recent air quality test. Also reopening, James Sullivan Elementary in the Northeast. Students and staff in both schools were temporarily relocated to other buildings. The school district says it's overpaying charter schools for educating special needs students. At the heart of the issue is the state formula governing how charters get special ed funding, as KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The school district pays charters for special education students based on an average of what the district spends to educate its own special ed students. District Chief Financial Officer Ori Monson told the school board's Finance and Facilities Committee Thursday that because the district has a higher percentage of needier and more expensive students, there could be an incentive for charters to enroll less needy special education students to receive more compensation at the higher rate.
The concern that some folks have raised is whether or not their students who don't actually have special education needs are being identified to get the extra funding.
Charter advocates say Governor Wolf's proposal to modify the state formula for special education compensation would admit to a cut in charter funding. Monson says the governor's proposal would save the district $90 million next year. Camden's crime rate has dropped steadily over the past several years. Many credit the community policing approach, but the department is trying out a new way to deploy officers on the street with artificial intelligence as part of the mix. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has the story.
Civilian analysts are already employed in Camden, and they have use of high-tech systems, including sensors on the street, to track down where shots are fired. But the same company that provides that is allowing the city to try computer software using online data, everything from weather forecasts to past crime patterns, to aid in deciding patrol assignments.
Police Chief Joseph Wysocki is keeping an open mind.
We have 90 days to evaluate it. Towards the end of the 90-day period, I'll be able to communicate with ShotSpotter where we're at, whether we extend it or if we're ready to purchase it or if we decide that we're not going to use it.
One thing Wysocki stresses is that no one's going to lose their job to artificial intelligence. The Philadelphia Phillies have unveiled a new look for the Fanatic. The revamped Fanatic showed up yesterday at the team's spring training home opener and showcased some notable differences. He now has flightless feathers rather than fur-colored arms, stars outlining his eyes, a larger posterior, and a powder blue tail, plus scales under the arms and different shoes and socks. Ethan Clawfin is a fan of the team who seems confused by the changes.
Why did they mess with this now? I don't understand. Did they make him skinny?
Eric Ammon, another fan who says the changes are for a younger generation.
Snout length is very awkward. It looks like a can of soup. And I'm just not vibing with it. Everything else, I'm cool with. He's a little fluffier, a little more colorful, a little bit more for the kids, for the times.
The makeover comes amid the team's legal fight with the mascot's creators. The club says you shouldn't expect the Fanatic's prankster attitude to go anywhere. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.